every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
South Africa is facing a savings crisis, and retiring well should be a priority for each and every working South African. Don't be static, a statistic, a part of the population who is not planning ahead and saving for the future. Take charge of your retirement journey. Join MoneyWeb and Liberty for our one-day Retire Well Masterclass on Tuesday, the 20th of November, where investment experts will share their insights on a number of retirement subjects. This masterclass will take place at Summer Place in Sandton. The first 20 people to email MoneyWeb at events@moneyweb.co.za stand a chance to win a free ticket.
This is Classic Business, Breakfast with MoneyWeb. Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic 1027.
So I came across a very interesting news item. I just want to get to it really quickly while my internet loads. Ara, you can tell us something fascinating while...
Well, I don't have anything fascinating, but you know, with the news having spoken about job cuts, particularly out there at the SABC, a few job cuts have been spoken about now as well. Listed construction firm Stefanuti Stocks flagging the possibility of further restructuring and retrenchments if the subdued conditions in the local construction industry continue to persist. And I can tell you now, it seems very difficult to get out of those situations. The possible job losses shine the spotlight on the difficulties of the construction company that they're facing amid dwindling work from South Africa's private and even the public sector. Similarly, Telkom's BCX is, you know, set to shed 700 jobs. The subsidiary, of course, of Telkom will retrench about 700 employees after a weak performance. The CEO of their technology firm, Jonas Mokgosi, said the trading conditions were still difficult and they've come under pressure when large enterprises in both the public and private sector held off on spending in ICT. So a lot of retrenchments and retrenchment news happening on that front.
All right. So we're going to be talking to Lee Naik, who's the CEO of TransUnion Africa. That's because with more than 2 years having passed since the first Future of Jobs report, there have been some new developments with mainstreaming of chatbots and other consumer-facing AI. And we've also met the likes of Sophia, Alexa, Pepper, and the rest of the team. So we're going to be talking to Lee Naik about the future of work and how it's more human than you think. Lee, thank you so much for your time. Perhaps you can tell us what are some of the developments or perhaps what has changed since the first Future of Jobs report.
Hi, Natasha. I guess the key thing is the report has been around for a while. And for some time, we've been talking about automation and how technology will start to challenge existing jobs. And what we've seen over the last while is that the likes of Sophia, Alexa, these are all technology assistants. They're starting to become more and more mature. And what we see is going to happen over the next few years is that some of the more mundane, repetitive jobs that aren't as well suited for humans to be doing will start to move to technology. So jobs that are repetitive, jobs that are very, very manual, could be done by technology in a more industrialized and a more efficient way going forward.
So apparently in the next, in just 5 years or so, the new report predicts that while 75 million current jobs stand to be displaced, 133 million jobs may emerge at the same time, which is a positive. But do you find that our approach to what's happening around the world and how technology is changing is going to be a little bit more better? We're going to be a little bit more open-minded, especially when it comes to the labor side of things, because, you know, there have been issues there.
Well, I think it's a challenge. I think the threat of technology challenging jobs has always been a problem throughout the world, whether it's Uber or Taxify or other such technologies. It will always be a threat. I think the implications of technology is starting to become more appealing for South Africa, primarily because in a tough economy, businesses are struggling to actually go about their very existence. So we start to see technology being introduced into the business to allow us to drive things more efficiently. And that efficiency is now allowing us to rethink how jobs get done. So are we there yet? No, we're not. We're starting to think about it more openly. And I think government and private sector are starting to come together in new ways to embrace technology.
I love this sentence you use in your press statement where you say the mass adoption of automation in the workplace is set to make us more human and not less. Why do you believe it?
Well, it's a really interesting comment that I make in the piece. The key thing is that humans are more suited to being creative and using our social and our creative intelligence. Right now, if we are doing that are better suited to repetitive processes, it allows us to free up ourselves to focus on creating valuable things for our organization, for ourselves, or for our economy. If we think of where we are as a country or as a continent, South Africa lags behind the entire GDP growth of the continent. If we think about the challenges we have and how creative we could be to overcome our challenges, and if we spend more time doing those things versus the more mundane things that technology could do, there's a better chance we'll improve our own lives, that of our businesses, and more importantly, that of our economy.
So when you look at how close we are to, you know, this radically transformed future of work, and I'm sure you've done a lot of research and looked at some really interesting countries that are perhaps even leading the pack, are there countries that come to mind that amaze you and perhaps there's even stuff that we can learn from?
Well, absolutely. I think if you look at the likes of Singapore, Ireland, Canada, these are countries that have embraced technology and embraced digital. If you think about how we go about our lives, we don't want to walk into banks. We want the banks to come to us. We want the retailers to come to us. So lives we live will be completely immersed in a digital world. The entire way work happens, the way consumption happens, is changing. So there are many examples that we can look to say, how can we emulate what's been done? We've been scared for quite a while around technology and of being at what we call the bleeding edge. But technology has matured so much to the point where we can look for the best practices, both in the first world countries like Singapore, or look even closer to India, where they're embracing technology to do some of these more manual, repetitive tasks, and freeing us up to focus on more valuable things.
So when you look at South Africa, then, are we ready to take this on? Do we have something, you know, working for us?
Well, I think we've started a journey. We've seen many, many facilities like WeThinkCode, which is an inner city-based solution. We're training some of the youngsters to embrace some of these new technology skills. Earlier in the report, when I referred to the creation of net new jobs, these are jobs that have only started to exist, whether it's data science or design or valuable design thinking type jobs. We need to be skilled in a new way. What I have seen in South Africa is the introduction of new ways of learning. So when I started my career, I had to go to university, and I spent 3 or 4 years doing a very specific course. The skills you need to drive your own relevance in the workplace can now be consumed in new ways. You can study online from what we call a massive open online course. And in most cases, free of charge, you can learn about economics, learn to code. You could pick up a new skill that you don't have currently. So employers, whether it's my organization at TransUnion, where I make this micro-learning available to my employees, or other organizations, or even freely available on the internet, people have the ability to become more relevant in their day-to-day job setting as opposed to go away back to a formal structured education.
Lee, thank you so much for your time this morning. That's Lee Naik, who is the CEO of TransUnion Africa. Time to have a look at traffic.